When's the last time you exhaled, anyway? Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and you have landed right in the center of snippet land. That was fun. Hi, gals. Welcome to a Wednesday snippet. Today, we're going to talk about your nervous system. You're hearing a lot about that these days. I know it's getting a little cliche, but we also don't want to suffer from any kind of FOMO. What's all this they're saying about the nervous system? Why haven't I heard about this before? What's going on? Well, let's just talk a little bit about it and how it relates to drinking and why it's important and what it really is. Gals, when people talk about your nervous system, it's no different than when we used to talk about good old-fashioned emotional sobriety. The nervous system, when we use alcohol, does not know how to calm down on its own. It doesn't know how. It's never learned. Well, it might have known, but since you've been drinking, you know, when we start using alcohol, right, to settle down, to calm down, to unwind at the end of the day, using it for anything like that, the nervous system shuts down. It doesn't know how to relax anymore, and it expects the power to relax to come externally. That's what we've done. We've trained our body, our nervous system, meaning our ability to relax, all of it is trained, has learned that this comes from outside. I need something from the outside to come into me to help me settle down. And that, my dears, is that in a nutshell. I mean, that's why we're trapped. We start feeling a little bit on edge and tense. Nothing we do in the beginning really helps except a drink. And that's why the first week, 2 weeks, especially the first few days of sobriety are so difficult, because we're on edge, and nothing seems to work to calm us down. People say to us, breathe. And I remember thinking, if one more person tells me to breathe, I'm going to scream. Breathe. You're telling me to breathe. I don't want to breathe. I want vodka. Like, come on, people. Right? However, it doesn't take that long for the body to learn, oh, wait, I can settle. So let's talk about this. Notice a couple of things about, and then add to this the fact that most of us are handling a lot. We look after a lot of other people. We have responsibilities. We are nurturers. We are caretakers by nature. That means we're busy. We have a lot of responsibility. And that means that we are basically in a low-grade fight or flight all day long. The nervous system is on edge. It's ready to go. It's always on alert. What's next? What's next? What do I have to take care of next? We're never calmly moving through our day. We're in fight or flight to some degree all day long. We call this ambition. We call it responsibility. We call it productivity. But the body calls it stress. That's what the body calls it. So of course you want wine at 5 o'clock. The nervous system is screaming, okay, we've done all day here. It's time to relax. But the problem is, gals, that wine doesn't regulate you. It suppresses you. So when the nervous system is screaming for relief, we put the wine or the alcohol on board and it does not regulate it. It just suppresses what we're feeling. There's a big difference between calming and numbing. True regulation actually increases your capacity to show up for life, to look after others, to take care of what you have to take care of. You increase your capacity. You become better at it. You can actually take on more when you truly know how to regulate your nervous system. Whereas alcohol, in other words, suppression, when we suppress it, this shrinks our capacity. So it means that the more we drink, the less we're actually able to take care of properly without high stress and a lot of damage to the body, the heart, the soul, the mind. So you can ask yourself, do you want to feel less or do you want to hold more? So in the moment, you can take a drink and you'll feel less, but you'll be able to hold less as well. And when we stop using alcohol, at first, it's just a mess. It really is. But eventually, what we're learning is how to hold more. And we can actually show up for more in the world. That's why sobriety often brings with it new adventures, new abilities, new creativity, new inspiration, because we can hold more. When we're drinking, the nervous system is so shrunken, it doesn't even know how to show up. It just expects something from the outside is going to come on board and settle me down. And when it doesn't, boy, I'm no good, right? I can't do this. I can't function. I can't hold more. And so we become less and less capable. The more we drink, we become less capable. Remember, many of us are holding emotional responsibilities. We're holding it together. We're constantly making decisions. We're being the strong one. Gals, we never fully exhale. We're constantly, and I, of course, I mean that metaphorically. We never take a real exhale in the sense of the nervous system is truly relaxed. You know, even if you have a meditation practice, if you're using alcohol, you're not truly exhaling, meaning you're not truly relaxing. Living alcohol-free is not about willpower. It's about finally letting the nervous system feel safe without a substance. Isn't that beautiful? Letting the nervous system feel safe without a substance. And that's going to take practice. We're going to have to learn how to do that. I didn't know any of this, gals. When we use alcohol for years, here's what the body learns. That relief comes from the outside, that we're not capable of looking after ourselves without something, right? That's what the body has learned. We need something. And which is another reason why when we give up alcohol, we often turn to food. We all of a sudden uptick our scrolling, anything for relief, because we don't know how to get relief from the inside, internal relief, which is so powerful. That's why this takes us back to what we talk about a lot here. This is why when we just give up alcohol and nothing else, we just feel like crap and it never works. We're like, I quit drinking for 2 weeks and I felt like crap. I never started feeling any better. Why? Because you're not learning how to regulate the nervous system. You're not helping it. You're not teaching it. And a little bit of yoga is not going to do the trick. We have to not only put down the alcohol, but come on what I love to call this emotional journey. And it's an amazing one. When we start recalibrating or resetting the nervous system, we teach the body a new pathway to safety. And I mean, obviously, that takes time to learn. Just like anything, you're not going to learn to play the piano without learning how to play the piano. We can't just sit down and do it. And this is the same with helping our nervous system learn that it does not need external help to relax. We have to teach it with patience and patience for ourselves. And we cannot do this in a weekend cleanse. You don't reset your nervous system in 3 days. You recalibrate it through repetition. Safety built slowly. Little, tiny, small daily acts of self-trust. We're going to bed without numbing. Or here's a big one, gals. Feeling discomfort without running away. Because yes, my dear, in early sobriety, you will feel discomfort. If we expect this to be like, okay, Becca, I'm going to do this and you're going to help me. And now because I've got help, all is well, no problem. There's not going to be any uncomfortable action that I have to take. No, we're going to have to learn how to feel discomfort without running away from it, because life is full of difficult moments. What we're learning is to step up to those moments. That's why, my dears, I always say that here in Snippet Land, we are not spiritual cream puffs. We are not emotional cream puffs. That means we can feel some discomfort without running away. No, not right now, but you can learn to. That's what we want to learn, right? We want to learn how to feel discomfort without running away. Does the discomfort end? Well, it gets easier. Just like anything else, as we learn how to do it, it gets easier. But no, I'm sorry to say, but the answer is no. Life is never going to show up without discomfort, because that is what life is. Life will always be life, won't it? Something's going to happen. Something's going to come along and require you to feel strain, stress, remorse, regret, grief. All of those emotions are going to come because we're living life. We don't live in a bubble. When we start learning emotional sobriety, what we're really learning is nervous system leadership. And emotional sobriety is not about not drinking. It is not about the alcohol. It's about being able to feel activation without reacting. In other words, feeling activated, feeling strain, feeling stress, feeling something that we consider negative without reacting to it. Instead, we learn how to respond to it. And we talked last week about the difference between responding and reacting. And we're very good at leading others, looking after the home and looking after everybody. But do we know how to lead ourselves? Do we know how to lead the body, how to lead our emotions? Alcohol-free leadership means I can hold stress and stay grounded. Here are a few practical, but not fluffy, regulation ideas. Listen, gals, you don't have to go full yoga teacher on this. Let's keep it real. Try a few of these. Try taking longer exhales than inhales. A nice, slow inhale through the nose. Pause for just a heartbeat at the top, and then a slow exhale that's slightly longer than the inhale. No, you don't have to sit and count. Just you can feel that it's slightly longer. Once you feel like your lungs are empty, just exhale a little bit more, and you'll get it. None of this has to be counting or planning or setting yourself up with time. It's time to learn to regulate. Let me set that on my calendar. No, just take longer exhales than inhales. You can do that while you're driving your car. Here's another one. Try walking without your phone. In fact, try going a little while without your phone. Try half a day without your phone. Okay, don't panic. Try an hour without your phone. Stop scrolling, in other words. Another one, a little bit of cold air on your face. Go outside. Is the wind blowing? Go outside and feel it. Another powerful way to feel regulated is to say no without explaining yourself. How are your boundaries? That's another snippet, but how are your boundaries? Are you able to say no, knowing that it's the right thing to say without explaining? I'm not saying you're turned into the bitch from hell, but you don't have to explain yourself when you have to say no to something. Another one, try going to bed earlier instead of just pushing through. Just say, you know what? That's it. I'm going to bed. And here is probably the most powerful one of all, and it takes a lot of practice. Feeling your emotions all the way through instead of shutting them down. And that is an entire practice that I teach my gals. I'm teaching them right now how to do that. We are learning how to feel our feelings again. That's an important part of sobriety. We've got to learn how to feel those feelings all the way through so they can release and give you back the energy that's being tied up. These are all acts of power, small, simple ways to start regulating. So we've, as I said at the beginning, we've been hearing a lot about regulating the nervous system. This is just learning how to do life without something external to us. That's really what it's all about. And real nervous system reset isn't about calm, being calm all the time. It doesn't mean you're, nothing ever bothers me. You wouldn't be human. It's about increasing your capacity to stay present with your life because your life is going to be your life. Life is always going to be life. But can you step up and be present with it and learn how to feel discomfort and learn how to show up anyway? And that takes courage. And I know you're not a cream puff because you're here in Snippetland. And here in Snippetland, we all wear big girl pants, don't we? Gals, thank you for coming today, gals. And I want to check in and make sure you're getting my YouTube videos. If not, go to YouTube and look for Sober Living for Women Over 40. You'll also find a link in the show notes. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.